This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. It is the first room when you join our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop on in there. We'll join you, and you'll be on the air with us. Sound like you're almost in the studio. It's very, very high quality. Ian and Mark in the studio with you. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. To bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, we've been kind of talking about political correctness. We started with the Boy Scouts of America, and it really just seems to be, to me, to be less of a politically correct move as it is a we need to stay relevant kind of move. They have had their membership numbers dropping off in recent years, and what better way to increase your membership numbers than to double the potential pool of recruits?
So you're saying it's more of a politically correct?
No, I'm saying it's more of a corporate
It's more of a practical decision.
This is what they need to do to stay relevant.
Yeah, I think up to this point they've seen that they, the support, support's probably not the right word, the outrage of conservative radio basically over the progression in Boy Scouts towards inclusivity of all kids has really probably not accomplished much.
Right, it hasn't turned out new members. Right,
from the standpoint of, you know, people joining the Scouts.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that you're going to hear people accusing them of being politically correct, but it's probably just a, you know, being relevant kind of move, trying to keep their organization afloat. Situation. So we started with that, and then, Mark, you had a story that we kind of touched on briefly at the end of the last hour about this cultural appropriation concept being applied to some young person who was attending a high school prom. She had acquired a Western Oriental dress of some sort, and somebody got their panties in a wad about it and posted on Twitter about how this is cultural appropriation. How dare you? I don't have the exact quote, but you may have it there in your story.
Yeah, so this is from the Washington Post. It's
Isn't this amazing? Somebody's Twitter feed can actually be a headline now.
It's because
media reports on it.
Journalists are really into Twitter,
yeah,
and so they pay attention.
It's relevant to them.
Twitter's their world, yeah. And so when their world, Samantha Schmidt's world, mm-hmm. is, you know, something's relevant,
it's
then it's relevant,
yeah.
Right? Twitter, I don't spend much time at all on Twitter, and most of the Twitter I see is about cryptocurrency.
If I'm on Twitter, it's only because I want to post something for people to see.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's the reason I use Facebook, but now I use Twitter for that.
So you can't fault the journalists for reporting on what is going on in their lives, because they presume it's going on in everyone's.
But it is interesting that, you know, that's how one of the reasons, or that's one of the ways that news media reporting has changed in recent years, is the media now, rather than sort of leading stories, is just following along. Like, oh, yeah, Here's what Twitter says is trending.
Yeah.
And then that's the news.
Yeah, you're right.
On some of these news stations.
It's that time of year in high school, the season of the highly anticipated stress-inducing rite of passage called prom.
Never been to one.
I have, prom is, I was thinking homecoming for a second there.
Never been to that either. They didn't have that at gifted school.
Yeah, well.
They had a prom, but I wasn't in the gifted school at the time they had that. No, wait, I was.
You were.
But I didn't go.
You just didn't go, yeah. I've been to four different proms.
Okay.
And they weren't all my school. So, going on.
Aren't you a hot shot?
I just, I had girlfriends, I guess, was really the reason. Like many other teenagers preparing for prom, Utah?
That's the person's name or
the
school?
She's a senior from Utah.
Okay, gotcha.
Her name is Kezia Dom. She wanted to find a dress that would stand out, something that would be more unique and bold and had some sort of meaning to it, she said in an interview with the Washington Post. Dom decided to browse a vintage store in downtown Salt Lake City, where she came across a red chum sham, also known as a keep bao, the high-collared, form-fitting, traditional Chinese dress. I thought it was absolutely beautiful, Dom said, who is not Chinese. She appreciated its high neckline, a difficult trait to find in many prom dresses. Also, the high leg line. By the way, this thing slits up to about her, the middle of her, like her hip bone.
So it's like super short, is what
it's not short, it's just slit.
Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it really gave me a sense of appreciation and admiration for other cultures and their beauty. On a Sunday after the dance last month, like many other social media savvy high schoolers, she posted a photo of her dress alongside her friend's prom, she wrote. She had no idea it would elicit such a response. My culture is not your prom dress, a man named Jeremy Lam tweeted days later, sharing the photos she posted. I'm proud of my culture, including the extreme barriers marginalized people within that culture have had to overcome those obstacles. Jeremy, not him, mind you, just people within that culture. Lam also wrote, for it to simply be subject to American consumerism, it was bought secondhand, and cater to a white audience is parallel to colonial ideology.
But yet, there was some kind of video that you saw of a guy in China who was actually asking people on the street how they feel about this, and they're like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, a guy speaking Chinese. Yeah. I don't know if there's Mandarin or Cantonese. I wouldn't know. He was complimented on it, by the way, by these
people. On how well he was speaking.
And he's going around. He's asking the question. He's showing the picture. He's saying, what do you think about this? That's fine. In some cases, he didn't show the picture. He just asked. And in some cases, people, you know, boorish men would say things like, how's she looking it? You know,
she looks great, I got to say.
Yeah, she looks great. Ultimately, they basically said there's no problem with this, or they said there's only a problem if she's a chubster or something. I don't know, which is it's a pretty boorish thing to say, and you can expect the results you expect. But clearly, the people in the streets of China, where this gentleman went around, and probably just one city, were not in any way, shape, or form upset about this colonialism that they're talking about here. So
isn't that what should be the most relevant opinion? The
people
from China rather than somebody with some Chinese heritage, a little bit of Chinese blood in him living in America who's a lefty and all upset?
That's not the issue anymore. Now that the, with the Internet 2.0, everybody gets an opinion. Like Free Talk Live, anybody with any stupid opinion, can call 1-855-450-3733.
Indeed.
And they can share their opinion. We have opened up the lines, and this is what really the problem is that now those that would rule us no longer have this sort of feed mechanism where they tell us what's important. Now you have the cacophony of every neurotic, sycophant out there gets to give their opinion. And because it's on Twitter and because it gets a bunch of likes by a bunch of, guilty white people, then it's trending, by God, and now we have to report on it.
You're referring to vlogger Winston Sturzel in the YouTube video posted Wednesday. He walked through a street in China, this according to USA Today, asking people whether it's okay if foreign women wear the kipao while showing them a photo of a woman wearing the dress. Totally okay, one man said. It has a retro sort of classic feel.
Right. They're like, oh, they wear those old things?
Another woman looking at the photo says, it looks really good. The South China Morning Post quoted someone in the Wangsui City News as saying, quote, really don't understand the people who are against Ms. Dom. They are wrong. The person added an invitation saying, I suggest the Chinese government, state television, or fashion company invite her to China to display her Cheongsam.
Indeed. You want to come to China and show your Cheongsam? I would agree that that's the way to do it. So let's go on here and read some of the...
By the way, she said in an email to China Daily that she's been overwhelmed by the many people from China who have both reached out to her and have posted to social media their viewpoints. I thank them for the moral support regarding my decision to wear a kipao. So she doesn't sound like she's sorry for it, so that's good. She's standing by her
decision. She's not sorry. She's stunned.
Yeah.
She did not expect this to happen. Right. She's just posting prom pictures, and some creep runs across him and then decides that he's going to make a big deal about it.
Now, was this Jeremy Lamb guy one of her co-students, or there just some random rando on Twitter?
I don't know how he got about it, but yeah. Best I can tell, he's a rando on Twitter.
Okay.
So going on, the tweet, which has been shared 42,000 times, spurred an onslaught of similar criticism from Dom's prom dress, with many people on Twitter accusing her of cultural appropriation. This isn't okay, wrote another Twitter user. I wouldn't wear traditional Korean or Japanese dress, and I'm
That's
Asian.
That's your problem.
I wouldn't wear traditional Irish or Swedish or Greek either.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in there, too. That's another way for you to get on the air with us. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to be listed over at liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community, libertarians, voluntarists, people who care about freedom, to allow your business to be seen by people who think like you. So if you want to bring more liberty-minded people through your doors, whether they be physical or digital, you can list your business, your entrepreneurial things that you're doing over at liberty.menu. It's a map-based tool that allows not only business owners, but also events coordinators and digital content creators to list and have their stuff be visible to other liberty-minded folks, which might increase the amount of business that you're getting in whatever it is that you're doing. So head over to liberty.menu. You can add whatever it is you want to liberty.menu completely free, so long as you, again, qualify as a liberty-minded person. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL on your profile, and you'll get the Free Talk Live listener badge there. It's free, by the way, to list your stuff. So if you got more than one thing that you're doing, it's all free to put it up there over at liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Mark, I know you had more some tweets that you wanted to share about the cultural appropriation, this angry person on Twitter who is really mad over a young lady in Utah high school deciding to wear an oriental dress of some sort to the prom. She looked fine in it. They actually went onto the streets in China and asked people how they felt about it, and they were all
no problem there.
That's great. Did it fit? Sure. She looks good. You know, all kinds of positive comments, because apparently people in around the rest of the world don't get all upset over somebody deciding they want to wear something that is culturally appropriate for their history or something.
Well, they also suggested that it was way out of style, like it's not a fashion that's going on in China. Like, you wouldn't, if somebody was wearing this outfit in China, you would expect them to be going to, you know, like doing a stage play or something like that. This is like, this isn't happening in China, so it's not like you're wearing modern, you know, Chinese garb or something.
One of the other things, the guy who is angry about this, who we're still not sure what his relationship, if any, to this situation is. He just might have been some angry person on Twitter.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And I don't have his quote right in front of me, but it was something about my culture. Like, yeah. That he owns.
My culture is not your prom dress.
Yeah, the idea that he owns that culture, that he gets to decide what it is that somebody does with some aspect of that culture, is just seems absolutely ridiculous on its face.
Well, I mean, it's...
Why do people take this seriously?
I don't know. It's one of the aspects of sort of democracy. Everybody gets a say. Everybody gets to chit-chat. Everybody gets to talk. Well, you know, this one guy, Jeremy Lamb, got to say his thing, and about 1,000 people agreed with him and liked his thing, and it was shared 42,000 times. A bunch of other people are like, are you crazy? This is stupid. Why are you harassing a high school girl about your opinion about her dress?
Well, maybe she should have paid him to do it, because it's actually worked out pretty well for her. I was on her Twitter profile. Her name is, what was it, Keziah, I think it was?
It's quite a name.
K-E-Z-I-A-H, and that's basically her Twitter handle. And she's got like 33,000 followers now. Like, if you scroll back on her feed from before this controversy, mm-hmm. you know, she might have had a dozen likes on her post, and now it's like tens of thousands. And she's been on the news, you know, she's been interviewed, and apparently she's a young artist, and you know, she didn't get attention for her art, but now she is.
Now she is.
Yeah, people are going to follow her profilers as a result.
It's an original Keziah.
So maybe she should send this a-hole a thank you. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Duke in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Duke.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Great. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm really upset over the guy that was harassing the girl about her prom dress. I mean, a lot of these people just hide behind some internet and post whatever they want. Personally, myself, I don't use Facebook. I don't tweet. I don't blog. I mean, I'm 57 years old. I'm retired. I go fishing. I do whatever. But these people just get out of hand on this computer. And I wanted to comment.
Are commenting on the radio, so this is sort of like the previous version of the internet, right? Whereas before,
exactly, the radio is where to go. I knew that. I wanted to comment on the Scouts, which is basically a Boy Scout and a Girl Scout. Now, why should a girl join the Boy Scouts and they change the name to Scouts, and then the Girl Scouts are upset because the girl is wanting to be a Boy Scout? Why don't they just go all Scouts, girls and boys, and everybody just go build a fire? And
it doesn't look like the two organizations have... Yeah, the two organizations weren't started together, and the Girl Scout was started after the Boy Scouts were successful, and they have never been one organization, even though they both call themselves Scouts. That's really the only relationship between the organizations. It doesn't look like the Girl Scouts have any interest. And they're a very successful cookie sales organization.
Right. Why should they cut in the Boy Scouts after they've built this cookie business for so many years? And beyond that, the Girl Scouts would argue that they offer a girls-oriented curriculum. And so why would they want to water that down?
Okay, well, let me run this by you. What if some kid that was like 10 years old, he was a boy, and he wanted to join the Girl Scouts? Would that be politically correct? Or which bathroom would he use or anything like that?
I couldn't tell you what the Girl Scouts will do with a young man that wants to join, a boy.
Have happened, right?
It must have. I'll hunt down the story and try something out later once I've got a chance to do a little bit of research on it. But the best I can tell that, I don't know that that's ever happened, that would be up to the Girl Scouts. Which bathroom does he use is, I don't know. Does anyone care what bathroom 10-year-olds go in?
I really don't. I think there should be two. One for a man and one for a woman. I mean, figure it out. I don't really understand what's going on in the 21st century, and I really wish it was back in the 19th century, to be honest with you. And I would rather have
there's
a
always smallpox.
Here's a headline. I don't know if it's true, from unitedfamilies.org/abstinence, so it sounds like a real fun bunch. By now, headline here, November 1st, this appears to have been maybe last year, not sure. By now, you might have heard a Girl Scouts of Colorado flip-flopped on their decision to allow a boy to become a Girl Scout. So maybe they had said they wanted that, and then they went back on it. So, yeah, this has happened, to confirm somebody has wanted to do that. It's a private organization. They can make whatever rules up that they want to. If they decide to allow a boy in there, that's fine. It's their choice. Is it politically
touching people inappropriately, then he's got to go.
It seems like in the 21st century that the women are really lashing out against men in every aspect of life.
Well, that's a very generic statement. I mean,
most women don't give a flip about all this stuff that gets talked about on the radio, I can assure you.
I'm a big radio listener because I don't even watch TV. I cut the cable like 3 years ago. So,
well, even if you're just listening to the radio, you're still getting a skewed perspective, right?
It's
you're
that
still
tiny hearing, little fraction of a percentage that makes a lot of noise that you hear about.
Duke, I want to thank you for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Have a great day.
We will. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Remember, even though talk radio is very popular, it still only probably attracts no more than 5% of any general area's like potential listenership, if it's doing well. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-453 like freedom. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about this ridiculous story about so-called cultural appropriation, which is this new idea that I had never heard about until last year, that it's somehow insensitive or rude or outrageous to dress yourself in designs, fashion that may not have been what your ancestors dressed in.
Right. And I think that should be, there should be a distinction between that and intentionally being insulting, mm-hmm. right? Like, you could dress up in a way that's really, really insulting to some particular ethnicity or whatever, but that's not what we're talking about, and that's generally not what's going on.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also want to let you know about Zencash. If you're interested in cryptocurrency and you know the basics, you're ready to expand out, maybe get something in addition to the classic Bitcoin, which seems like everybody's got some of that who's into cryptocurrency. Where do you go from there? Well, there's 1,500 plus other choices in the world of cryptocurrency. Where do you start? Well, how about start by looking at Zencash? If you care about privacy, you need to know about Zencash. Bitcoin's great, but it doesn't have privacy features. Zencash has some of the best privacy technology built into it right from the beginning, called Zero Knowledge Anonymity. You can obviously go and dig as deep into that technology as you'd like, but it is great technology behind Zencash. In addition, they're secure. They've got more than 11,000 secure nodes, which means that Zencash has more secure nodes than even Bitcoin has of its full nodes. So that means that it's that much harder for the Zencash network to be brought down by anything. It's a very secure network. You can go and learn more about Zencash over at zencash.com. You'll also learn, if you read the white paper, that it was founded by voluntarists, people who love liberty and who understand what it means. They've written voluntarism right into the white paper. See it for yourself over at zencash.com. That's zencash.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it's Lawrence in California first. Lawrence, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Lawrence in California.
Oh,
hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, nowadays, you know, you'll see people, what they'll do is they'll sit back and they'll cook up something and say, okay, let's do this. I'll do this thing. I'll put some photos up of me in a dress. And then you have to be in a prom. Could have been in a prom. But then they have their friend elsewhere outraged about it. And that's the way they get the hit, you know, the light on their, and it's an old trick. I mean, Rush Limbaugh has used this for years. He'll say
really?
The most ridiculous statement, in the world just to get people divided. They're very, you know, the conservatives are very divisive in their news, and they, it's the old tactic, divide and conquer. Keep people fighting over, squabbling over stuff. They'll forget about the things that they have in common, you know, like clean water, good food, all of that stuff. And it's just a perfect way to, I mean, it could be much ado about nothing, this whole thing. The girl could have.
Oh, it's definitely much ado about nothing. But are you suggesting that this was some sort of plot that she concocted with the angry guy on Twitter?
I'm saying it could be, you know. And there's, how do we know it's not? You know, it's a great way, and people do this kind of stuff on YouTube all the time. They'll put something on a site, or they'll make a statement. You know, they call them trolls on YouTube. They'll say something that they know really get somebody angry, or get a bunch of people angry. They'll put it, and then they get all these posts back, you know, replies back to them. And what they're basically doing, well, trolls are basically seeking attention, but this girl, obviously, is seeking, I'm not saying if she did it, then she would be obviously seeking popularity.
If she set this up, it was brilliant. I mean, if that's if this whole thing was a setup, it's awesome because it worked. I was just saying that I was saying in jest that she should send the guy a thank you note for getting her all this free publicity. I don't think that it was a setup, but it could have been, I suppose. Well, you could if you wanted to, and there are people who
have this right now. Everybody,
To answer your question of how you would know is you could research both of the profiles and you could see if they were connected, like if they were ever sending each other friendly messages in the past. You know, if those were done publicly on Facebook. And there are people who have the time to dig into somebody's Twitter history like that to see if she has some kind of connection within the last 6 years or whatever it was, you know, however long she's been on Twitter with this person in the past. That would be one way you could probably figure it out.
Maybe, or she could have also just had somebody say, hey, look, like, you have a Twitter account. They said, no, okay, we're going to set you up.
This is a person who likely had an account that had been around
for a
little while.
Yeah, there's some history to this particular account.
So it wasn't a fresh account. Lawrence, thanks for the call. I do appreciate being a skeptic on this. There's no doubt about it. That could be the case.
I don't. I tend not to think that there was any collusion beforehand, but I think Lawrence is correct that there is, you know, that the American public and probably the public worldwide, I don't know. I live here. I get the news cycle here. And the American public is way too concerned about nonsense and not nearly concerned enough about important stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, to my mind, right? Like, it's all what we value. But
that's what he was saying. It was a distraction.
Full on a distraction.
Well,
here we are
talking about it for an hour.
Right. But absolutely. If you care, well, the phone lines are open at 855-450-3733. If you want to bring us back to, you know, whatever it is that you think is important, that's fine. But that's not how the internet works, okay? That's not how the news cycle works. You don't get to control CNN. Free Talk Live, you can call in and change the subject. And, you know, we'll stay on it as long as we feel like staying on it. But I think it's instructive to talk about just how ridiculous some of this stuff is so that we spend... You know, that we're not just constantly getting derailed by it, because that's what it seems to be. Is it seems to me that there is a, you know, there's a portion, a noisy portion of the population that constantly wants us worried about pronouns and bathrooms and my gender dysphoria. And, you know,
I don't care what you put on your body. It's
indeed,
you.
It's your business. Yeah. I support you doing what you want to do.
Damn right.
You do you, and I support that.
Yep.
But
that's what makes the world a beautiful place, is all the variety out there.
This guy out here worried about what somebody else is doing. She's doing me. She's not allowed to do that.
He wishes.
Well, yes.
He's probably jealous that she wasn't his date. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts here. David in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNIS.
I'd like to address both of your issues. For starters, let me get this straight. You have an organization that was formed to channel the activity into a positive direction, the activities of adolescents, horn boys, and they get badges for proficiency in tying knots, and now you're going to put girls in the mix.
What's the problem with that?
I'm just thinking that there might be some unintended consequences. Unless
you mean like pregnancy?
Poorly tied knots.
Look, I gotta agree. I mean, it would have been. I know that when
I have to ask my wife every time I'm doing a bowling, I'm like, "Honey, can you help me for a second?" And she's got it down. I can't do it. I got. But she's not that good at square knots, and I've got those down.
Mm-hmm. So it could be have some unintended consequences unless they're really not attractive girls or really not attractive boys. Anyway.
Well, those are the consequences of places like church youth group and school and everything else.
Well, I guess he's suggesting that if they're on a camping trip, there might be some unsupervised time in the woods.
There's always a little unsupervised time, but believe me, it's not like the people who are going on these camping trips, the idea of sex is new to them. I mean, you know, the den masters are familiar with this particular activity.
Keep an eye on them. But there is something else. This young lady with the dress,
yeah.
I think that's much to do about nothing. I do not plan on apologizing for my favoring Frank Lloyd Wright and all of his influences or anything that has mixed in with our culture. America is a mixture of so much.
Yeah, and that's what makes it a great place, is all those cultures mixing. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. BlackRifleRealestate.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, inviting you to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners online. There are a few different ways to do it. One of them is our forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can post threads about whatever topics you want to discuss with other listeners and some of the hosts, or hop on into our Discord chat. It's available around the clock, 24/7. Most of the chat tends to happen during the show, but there's frequently chatters happening outside of the show hours, because it's there at all times. In fact, there are other shows on LRN.FM that have rooms there, and there's rooms for cryptocurrency discussion and video games and other things like that. Go and get interactive over at discord.lrn.fm. So again, our forum at forum.freetalklive.com or discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts about what you want, let's go to Jackie's in Michigan. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, the story about the gal with the Chinese-style dress.
Yeah.
The guy that was criticizing her, did it have pictures of him also?
No, but his last name sounded Chinesey.
There's a his name is there. We could probably pull up
Lam.
His profile.
Yeah,
just what was it, Justin Lam.
Jeremy.
Okay, but as I understand what you're saying, he was showing people pictures of this in China, right? So he's living in China there.
Ah,
so, no, see, he's in Utah.
Okay, so no, she's in Utah. Jeremy,
he's in Utah.
Oh, hold on. Jeremy Lam is also in Utah?
According to when I looked at his post, I didn't look at his actual profile, but according to the picture of his post on Twitter, it said it was posted in Utah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. The guy who's going around in China showing the picture is somebody who's just sort of trying to show that this Lam fella is wrong.
That was
a different guy basically wandering around saying, hey, what do you think? And basically,
so the Chinese people were like, that's cool, it looks great. You know, they were in total favor of it.
Okay. So I'm just wondering then, what does Jeremy Lam wear? If he's the Chinese guy, does he walk around in those pale blue high button collared jackets that Ho Chi Minh always wears? And or has he appropriated my culture, and he's wearing blue jeans.
Yeah. Here he is wearing, I have a picture of him here on his Twitter profile, which, by the way, he only has 2,000 followers, so she is totally blown up beyond his.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
got 33,000 followers now since this. But at Jer_bear, he's there in an Adidas hat. I'm pretty sure that's not
original
Chinese.
Yeah,
there you go.
Usually the defense of this, you know, what you're pointing out is that, well, they're appropriating my culture. You know, the defense of that appears to be.
How can you criticize others?
But we have to. Like, we're forced into this. We've been, you know, we're shoved into this mold. And I suppose that's the case. I mean, I didn't think about pants very much. You know, I've got a kilt. I don't tend to wear it very often. It's not that comfortable to me. So, you know, I don't know. We live in the world we live in.
Yeah, that's true.
Jack, anything else you
want to
share?
Jack.
Okay.
Thanks for the call,
yeah,
man.
That's
appreciate
all.
It.
Thanks.
All right, Brent in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just calling about the Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing. I'm involved with Civil Air Patrol. I've been doing that since I was a kid. And since that organization was founded, we've had girls and boys together learning about aviation and military history and all this stuff, even going to camps together, and there's never been an issue with it.
Well, there's been an issue, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, and also the Boy Scouts themselves, their explorer programs, like the law enforcement explorers, the fire explorers, they've always been mixed gender. This is nothing new. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. It's not a big deal. I don't know why people are making
a big deal. I think it was some troops were making a big deal about some scouts in some situations. There was a young lady in Manhattan who said she wanted to join the Boy Scouts. That made it difficult because they're like, well, what about the Girl Scouts? And she's like, well, they don't hike enough. I'm a hiker. I like hiking. And so she wanted to be part of the Boy Scouts with her brothers. And that... Okay, foul, fine by me. And so they changed their name. They're now accepting everybody, and I think that'll be best. And, you know, there's not much of a kerfuffle these days about the YMCA accepting people who aren't young men or Christian. So it'll be all right.
Agreed.
Brent, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, very interesting that Jeremy Lamb is the person whose tweet sparked this supposed firestorm, but yet he didn't really end up with much of a, you know, much of a following after
it. As I've said multiple times, this is a small and noisy cadre.
Yeah.
And, you know, if this had been on Tumblr, Jeremy would have been in his in his power seat. And
why?
Tumblr's basically just this sort of, you know, place for...
Isn't Twitter kind of a lefty place?
Lefty doesn't really come even close to describing what Tumblr's about. Tumblr's much more sort of gender fluid, you know, that kind of conversation.
I heard people post porn to Tumblr. I don't really know anything about it.
I don't spend much time there. All I can tell you is what Imgur says about Tumblr.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know anything about Tumblr, but
Imgur, I guess, is how they call themselves.
But I know Imgur. Some people have complained about Twitter in the past and it enforcing certain rules against posters on that site made it sound like it was more of a lefty kind of site, but I don't know. Either way, the people who are deciding who to follow have chosen to follow the young lady in this particular case, not the angry gentleman that sparked the controversy. I just think that's somewhat telling. The market speaking there in that particular case. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, is there really more to say here, Mark? Is there some sort of really awesome tweet that you wanted to share about this cultural appropriation?
I really did want to get to you know, some of the tweets that were in here.
Okay.
Let's see. See, Keisha says, to everyone who says I'm ignorant, I fully understand everyone's concerns and views on my dress. I mean,
Kazaya, you mean?
Okay. Whatever her name is, Kazaya? Okay.
I don't know. Doesn't look like Keisha. Anyway,
all right,
you might be right.
Fine. I got her name wrong.
Okay.
She has a weird name. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just saying, it doesn't look like it. That's all. Go ahead.
I mean no harm. I am in no way being discriminative or racist. I'm tired of all the backlash, and I hate that when my only intent was to show my love. And yeah, so, sure. Yeah, there you go. That was her response to it all, and I think it was, you know, pretty reasonable.
But what about, Mark, what about the picture where she and her girlfriends are holding their hands together, you know, pushing them together in like a prayer oriental style prayer look thing? I don't know how you describe that, but
she got that from some kind of YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what dabbing is or why kids do it.
No, that's not dabbing.
It's not dabbing, right? But she got it from a okay, once dabbing is lame, and it is.
It was lame when it started.
Well, fads have their lifespan, and they last how long they last. And now when you've got second graders dabbing, you know that it's already run its course.
So the dabbing, for people that don't know, doesn't have... When I first heard dabbing, I thought, oh, that's a slang term for smoking a concentrated form of marijuana. But no, dabbing is apparently, and has been for now a couple of years, where somebody sort of crosses their arm. Is it? They cross their arm in front of... No, it's out to the side.
They point both of their hands the same direction. Direction.
See, you know it even better
than me. They kind of look that direction.
They kind of sniff their elbow, their underarm, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, imagine a Hitler salute off to the side instead of out to the front, and then your other hand pointing in the same direction, crossing your chest.
I don't really understand what it's supposed to mean.
It's supposed to mean, look at me, I'm cool, I did something amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a, you know, giving yourself the thumb, double thumbs up, or whatever it is. It's just a thing. But whatever.
Yeah, I said about dabbing when I first saw people doing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, in 10 years, you're going to look back at pictures of yourself doing that and ask why was I doing that again?
Oh, I've got pictures of myself that I look back on, and I am, you know, outraged.
Why did I think that was cool?
So this is a quote here from Ethan Klein, who's of this popular YouTube channel, H3H3, from which she got this, you know, this little praying hands thing. So this dude found a random girl online and convinced 100,000 people to bully her over a prom dress. Is that what happened? And that's what happened.
Yeah.
A bunch of lefties went absolutely ape-ass over some high schooler's prom dress.
There you go. There's your story. Toll-free number if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Since you brought up the Satanic Panic earlier tonight, Mark, I thought it'd be a good time to check in with the Satanic Temple.
You'd love to look at this stuff.
I haven't in
a while.
They're
just atheist trolls.
I know, and I appreciate a good troll, and they are good at it. There's more coming up here with the latest from the Arkansas Capitol grounds, where you may recall somebody ran his car into the Ten Commandments monument there. Well, they've replaced it. And we'll tell you what the Satanic Temple has to say about it coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.